20 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Civic Media App.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A soldier from Wisconsin is back in the United States after weeks in North Korean custody. Private Travis King of Racine is being debriefed and examined at an Army medical center in Texas. He likely faces disciplinary action. King admits he ran across the border into North Korea in July. He was supposed to board a plane to be disciplined in the U.S. after getting into a fight with civilians in South Korea. Some Republican state lawmakers want to ban gender-affirming medical care for minors in Wisconsin. Here's Nate Wegehout.
The bill was proposed by Representative Scott Allen, Senator Dewey Strobel, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It would bar doctors from conducting or making referrals for certain medical procedures on minors, including gender reassignment surgery, puberty blockers, and testosterone and estrogen treatment. There are no criminal penalties associated with the bill, but violations would result in a doctor losing their medical license. Democrats have called the proposal abject cruelty against transgender kids. If passed by lawmakers, it's almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Advocates are speaking out for clean car standards amid the nationwide auto workers strike. Alex Cornell DeHoo is president and co-founder of Elected Officials to Protect America.
We need to export our oil and import actually dirty oil for use in the United States. We are still dependent on OPEC, which is an association of dictators. They're not democratic nations. So it puts us out of vulnerability.
Cars and trucks generate more greenhouse gases than any other sector of the U.S. economy. They make up 27% of total emissions and 45% of all American oil consumption. A former Wisconsin U.S. senator is speaking out against the idea of a constitutional convention. Russ Feingold warns it would push through sweeping new right-wing policies. Suzanne Potter reports.
Right-wing groups say they want to require a balanced budget and limit the power to tax. Moves critics say would lead to huge cuts in Medicare, Social Security, education, Medicaid, and environmental protection. Former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold just wrote a book that warns that a convention is likely if Republicans win full control of Congress next year.
They're asserting that you can mix and match these and that meets the constitutional requirements. It's not right, and the Supreme Court doesn't appear to have the authority to stop it.
Article 5 of the Constitution requires consent from just two-thirds of states to call for a convention. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The Milwaukee Bucks are adding one of basketball's biggest stars as they push for another NBA championship. They traded Drew Holiday yesterday for seven-time All-Star Damian Lillard. Mike Clemens has more in sports. I'm Terry Bell.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. High school seniors are already looking towards college, but there's a delay to apply for federal student aid this year. Known as FAFSA, the application can usually be started October 1st. Due to the FAFSA Simplification Act passed in 2021, the application won't be available until December 1st this year. It's being advertised as Better FAFSA and is used to determine a student's financial situation and decide on the amount of support needed for college. There's concern this delay could reduce the amount of time students have to decide on a college because financial aid award letters could be delayed. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater main stage production opens October 6th. Tickets are on sale now for Blithe Spirit. This quick-witted, clever comedy will entertain and haunt you. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org or call the box office. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers tie up the series with the Cards. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 2-0 against the St. Louis Cardinals when Milwaukee's Tyrone Taylor came to the plate in the sixth inning. Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That ball is fair, right over the bag, down into the corner it goes. It hits the sidewall. Contreras will score easily, and Tyrone Taylor trades places with him. And now Taylor on his way to third as the throw gets by. RBI double for Taylor, moving to third on an error.
The final, the Brewers 3, St. Louis 2. Tyrone Taylor on getting the win over the Cardinals after celebrating clinching the divisional title with champagne and goggles the night before.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. The first couple innings, I was sweating out all the toxins from the celebration from last night. So
Yeah, it was a good win today, and hopefully we keep it rolling going into the playoffs.
Taylor with two doubles, one run scored, and two runs batted in. Lefty Wade Miley pitched five innings. Miley signed with Milwaukee as a free agent last January. Craig Counsell.
You sign Wade, and I think we know that it's not going to be a 170-inning season. It's really the quality that he delivered more than as much as anything. I mean, he just pitched very, very well.
NBA, we told you about that huge trade involving three teams and eight players, including the Bucks, the Phoenix Suns, and the Portland Trail Blazers. The bottom line is the Bucks send Drew Holiday to Portland and Grayson Allen to Phoenix so they could bring point guard Damian Lillard from the Trail Blazers to the Bucks to honor a request by Giannis. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
This is an organization that made the Drew Holiday trade a few years ago to pair with Giannis Antetokounmpo, won a title, and now they may have very well have extended their window with Giannis by bringing in Damian Lillard, a player that Giannis was determined to play with. Lillard, as he goes back to the Bucks, he'll be reunited with his former head coach in Portland, Terry Stotts, who is now an assistant coach on new coach Adrian Griffin's staff in Milwaukee.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Hapak.
Good morning, all.
And we're joined by our great friend, Paul Tromley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Going well. How about yourself there?
We're not doing bad. Nice Friday Eve. I got to head out of town for a little bit yesterday, and on the drive, just took in all the fall colors, Paul. Nice. It was beautiful. I went down one of those streets with the canopy trees, you know, and it's just all changing.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, it's beautiful. And perfect weather for not 80-degree weather. Wait a minute. Wait, what am I seeing coming up here? Wait.
That's right.
Got some interesting weather coming our way, don't we, Paul?
Yes, exactly. Not often you think of worrying about hydration and dealing with the heat.
Yeah, right.
Fall leaf season.
Paul, is this just the tee up because of El Nino, or do you think that this is something that we're going to have to get used to?
There are some correlation of not only warm winters with El Nino, but a warmer fall. Mm-hmm. So it could be. Could be partly attributed to that, but certainly the most the loudest signal with a strong El Nino, which we're heading into, is certainly a warmer winter season that's gonna come our way. But
thanks for that, Paul. But, thanks.
So it doesn't mean that as far as snow, like, we're not going to get snow or anything with the warmer temps, but it could mean the snow cover could be harder to keep around. If you're like myself, that always frustrates me because I'm a cross country skier.
I also realize what that means for our ag industry too, who has already gone through a dry summer. So that's certainly noteworthy when it comes to that. I appreciate that, Paul. Yeah. Thank you. What does Mother Nature got in store for us on this Friday Eve?
Yeah, things are still looking cloudy out there today, and still maybe a few peaks of sun at times later on, but still a pretty quiet Thursday and upper 60s for our highs with a light east wind. Tonight, some clouds, maybe some fog late as well, 51 areas of fog possible into Friday's clouds, and maybe some breaks of sun later in the day, 73, 58 on Friday night, and then for Saturday, about 82 with a mix of clouds and sunshine developing. 60 on Saturday night, and still looking at warm and dry weather Sunday into Monday, 82 on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sun, south winds 10 to 15. 59 Sunday night, still some lower 80s, maybe some mid-80s even Monday and Tuesday. Some sun still carries on, and then still on our way to about upper 70s Wednesday. It does look as though some rain chances start to build in later half of next week. So at this point in time, it looks like once we get into more of that Wednesday time frame, some of the showers looking ahead our way into Thursday as well, and starting a cooling trend here on Wednesday night into Thursday, Friday. So we'll probably fall off to the 60s, maybe even 50s for highs by the time we get to Friday of next week. So fall is on the way. It looks like it's going to feel more like fall eventually. But not for a while. Yeah.
Got to get through these next couple of days. Some of these days coming up here. Appreciate the time as always, Paul, and the information. You're the best. We appreciate you. Have a great day. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, Paul. Good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us right there.
Mm-hmm.
Big thank you to him.
Good and stuff.
Thank you to all of you for joining us. We got a fun, jam-packed show for you today. In just a little bit, we'll get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got some other topics we're going to touch on as well and have some fun with us. Some fun topics to dive into today. 9 o'clock hour. It's a Thursday. You know what that means. We kick off the 9 o'clock with our good friend Madison Rafter from Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Very nice.
Looking forward to that. We'll also have a little bit of entertainment news in there. Going to dive into the writer's strike and what that means for you, what that means for creativity, getting into that a little bit along with some other stuff. And we have Mike Clemens joining us a little bit later. Mike previewing the game tonight. Talking a little bit about that. Looking forward to Mr. Clemens joining us as always. And we are going to talk a little sports to get to in a moment here because we only have 1 hour a week to
talk,
talk sports.
About sports.
But I do want to mention some breaking news. Michael Gambon, great, well-celebrated character actor, passed away overnight at the age of 82. I think most people would know him as Professor Dumbledore in the 6 Harry Potter movies.
Yep. Yeah. He was the replacement after, of course, Richard Harris passed. And then he was the one who came up and stepped in the role, which, boy, you know, Michael Gambon, a fabulous actor. I don't think he has gotten his due during his life.
Never did.
And he might now, sadly. But he was, just one of the remarkable. If you watch any like BBC thing, he was in everything. You would see him in everything. The man just couldn't stop working.
I don't know how you take up a role like Dumbledore after what Richard Harris, what was done with that role. And he did it.
He nailed it.
Yep. He did a great job because he's that good. The Book of Eli, he was fantastic in. I think that's one of those sneaky good movies that Gary Oldman, Denzel Washington really did great performances in it. But The King's Speech. If you're looking for something outside of the Harry Potter world to watch of his,
yes,
his performance in The King's Speech, all the performances in The King's Speech, there's no bad performance. Like there's like a few movies that I can think of where every actor is giving everything they've got, and they're at a 10. In that movie, every actor, every performance, it's incredible. You could have given awards to everybody in that movie. I'd have been okay with it. Michael Gambon will be missed.
Yeah,
great actor.
Couple
great
of my
actor.
Quick real favorites of his: Gosford Park. Which is
I didn't think of Gosford Park.
A ensemble Robert Altman film, and he does a great job in that, of course. But probably his breakout role, and I don't know if a lot of people know this because it was just on British television in the 1980s, The Singing Detective.
Oh yeah,
that was it's a fabulous, like, I don't know if it was a miniseries or a series. It's kind of surreal. It's kind of detective. It's got music in it as well. That was kind of his breakout role. I know they remade it like into a movie several years later.
Robert Downey Jr.
Was in it.
Fantastic performance. Oh, what a fantastic performance from Downey in that.
Yeah, but check out the original because it's really cool.
I got to do that. I never saw the original. I did see the Downey and I really liked it.
That was good too, yeah.
That was one of his breakout roles to get him back to playing Iron Man and everything.
That's right.
Interesting. I got to check that out. And great career. We do got to talk a little bit about the trade that went down yesterday with the Milwaukee Bucks, Portland Trail Blazers, and Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
And I understand this isn't a sports show. Hang with me on this because it'll involve even you non-sports fans. Damian Lillard, one of the biggest names out there, one of the best players in the NBA, and one of the most clutch shooters of all time, one of the top three-point shooters of all time. You bring him to Milwaukee when he was supposed to go to Miami. Not only do you do this and pull this from Miami, a team that you're competing with for the championship, for the Eastern Conference, but you have done with this everything you can do if you are a Milwaukee owner, you know, running and working in Milwaukee, working for the Milwaukee Bucks. You've done everything you can do. You're not letting another Kareem happen. It's not, you're not going to lose another superstar because you didn't do enough. The Jrue Holiday trade, now this trade. If Giannis doesn't want to stay, that's on him.
Exactly.
That's not, and you may not want him if he doesn't want to stay and work with a Damian Lillard, which, spoiler alert, he does.
He does, yeah.
And I don't believe it's going to be, I believe that any day now, if not in the next, before the end of the year, he's going to sign his extension. And you're going to have Damian Lillard and Giannis playing together for at least 3 to 5 seasons.
That would be amazing.
Playing together.
Yeah.
But you didn't let Kareem happen again. Mm-hmm. You didn't lose another gigantic once-in-a-lifetime talent to Los Angeles or to New York or something.
Miami. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's interesting. So you did a couple of things with this move to counter the other teams in the NBA that did not get better. Boston got worse. Boston got rid of the Marcus Smart, the heart of that team. And Miami has just been sitting back because they thought, oh, well, we're getting Damian Lillard. We don't have to do anything. Everybody had it written that they were going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. But me.
That's true.
No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
No. Hang on. I have to give James some credit because he, about 3 weeks ago on Playmakers, you can go back and listen to it because I can't remember what day it was, but he said Damian Lillard would be a perfect fit for the Bucks. It's what Giannis wants, everything like that. He called it. So, yes, you could take credit for this, man. No one else on the Mouse Network, no one was talking about this possibility. It shocked everyone when it came out yesterday.
I will say I think that I think that it should have been obvious to them. I think that if you knew the Jrue Holiday situation, and I love Jrue Holiday, great player. They don't win a championship without Jrue.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his last year of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably not going to re-sign. And if you did re-sign him, guess what you'd be paying him? The same type of money that you're paying Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing against Jrue, but if you tell me I can bring it, it's all offense these days. You got to be able to put up the points. You got to be able to get three-pointers. So you're telling me outside of Steph Curry, I can get the best three-point shooter in the NBA, the most clutch shooter arguably in the NBA, the guy who eats in like his Damian Lillard's cereal in the morning is stress and anxiety and pressure. That's all he eats.
Where do you pick that up? No, I'm just kidding.
And it's from Kellogg's. Actually, okay. Kellogg's sells it. They have a chocolate version too.
Oh, nice.
That you put him along with one of the most determined athletes we've ever seen in Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wonder if Giannis is determined or not, for one, look up a picture of Giannis Antetokounmpo when he was drafted. Look at how far he's come. And that's him. That's him doing that. And ask him what he did this summer. I guarantee you, if you listen to him in interviews, it was working on his mid-game. He spent the summer doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Not traveling, not going to this and this and this, not doing commercials and movies, working on his game, like Hakeem Olajuwon or some of the other greats. It's going to be very exciting. And part of why I bring this up is, for those that don't know, Civic Media is going to be playing Milwaukee Bucks games.
Yep.
We're very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be working on that and behind the scenes here and let you know what stations you can hear Bucks games on.
Mm-hmm.
But financially, what this means for this state, you understand as Milwaukee, Madison, these big cities go, the rest of the state follows. The rest of the state gets some of that. It benefits all parties. It's a rising tide raises all boats. You don't have to care about basketball. You don't have to watch a basketball game the rest of your life or have ever watched one to care about this story. You just brought in one of the top five stars in the NBA to play along with one of the other top five stars in the NBA. Milwaukee did that.
Yeah.
Not New York, not Los Angeles, not Chicago.
Sadly, Chicago.
No, it was Milwaukee that did this.
It's impressive.
I don't believe they traded a lot. I don't think you are going to lose Jrue anyway, and you're trading. It's a nice move for them.
Yeah, and the picks they gave up were like way down the line too. So I mean, maybe in the end they'll look at that a little bit like, oh man, we could have done. But right now, it makes all the sense in the world.
We're going to talk Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. After that, we are going to get into: do you ever add a completed task to your to-do list just to cross it off? Got that one coming up. The average person has how many photos in their phone? We're going to get into that and plenty more on The Morning Show. It's Seth and James taking you through right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with highs around 68. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 73. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Well, it's time to celebrate your birthday. It happens every year. We'll eat a lot of broccoli and drink a lot of beer.
Yeah, Weird Al bringing us in. I love punk rock Weird Al Yankovic. I love it.
Punk accordion, man. Not enough of it.
Not enough. It's time for some Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Keep getting those birthdays and anniversaries to us, everybody.
Please, please.
Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And there is one other way. There is one other way. There,
could call up on the telephone?
I'm looking at it right now. The phone, yes.
The phone? Two tin cans with a string between them?
Yes, yeah. You could try that. You could try that. I'll grab
to give us the other can, though. Yeah,
you got to make sure to give us the other can. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You're just talking to yourself. Call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600. If you forgot that birthday or anniversary, we got you covered. You got until about Melissa's news to be able to get that to us.
We will take it.
We have two names on the list. Seth, I need you to give me a one or a two.
One.
That gives us that qualifier. So we can get right to the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Tony Krottow.
Tony, happy birthday.
Tony, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, sir. And celebrating a birthday, our qualifier, Shirley Plowman Wagner.
Oh, Shirley, happy birthday and congratulations.
We wish you the best of days, Shirley. Hope it's a memorable one. Enjoy, and you're our qualifier.
Surely she will.
Oh. Ooh.
I'll just let that sit there for a minute. Yeah.
Ooh, that... I actually, it felt like you punched me on that one.
That physically hurt, yeah.
Oh, it hurts. You got to take the chance, though.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to go with it.
Got to throw it out there. Shirley, we appreciate you getting, we appreciate whoever got us these names.
Yes.
Keep them coming, everybody. Get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries. Let's take a look at our celebrity list right now. Hilary Duff is 36.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
36. Whoa. Okay.
And I'm sorry, everybody. I did not know who. I know the name, but I didn't know what she was famous for. She was Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, on Disney. Yeah, on Disney Channel. Right.
I never saw it, but I remember that being very popular. Wasn't that like before Hannah Montana stuff?
That was the
and
one before Hannah Montana.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
The amazingly talented St. Vincent is 41 today.
Oh, wow.
Grammy winner. She took Best Alternative Rock Album in 2015 with her self-titled album. If you have not heard her before, and especially if you are a fan of the guitar, you have to listen to St. Vincent. I don't say that lightly, but...
No. She is a fabulous... She is such an eclectic artist. You can take any one of her albums and just the variety that she uses. She's an amazing musician and, like you said, an amazing guitarist.
One of the most respected musicians, I would say, over the last 20 years as well. Like, people from all different genres want to work with her, like her, and mention her and such. Let's see here. Karen Fairchild is 54 from Little Big Town. We're talking about her on Sunrise Show today.
We sure did.
Good singer.
Yes.
Naomi Watts is 55. from the Divergent movies. She was in Peter Jackson's King Kong. She starred in The Ring. Great actor.
Yes.
Great actor.
Very good.
Very talented.
What is it? Was it what Lynch film was she in? Lost Highway?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Lost Highway?
Yes, oh, yes, yeah.
No, no. No, Mulholland Drive. That's what it was.
It was Mulholland Drive.
It was Mulholland
Drive.
Sorry, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, all his movies tend to bleed together.
They do. Yes. Big David Lynch fan, but they do for me. Like Blue Velvet, all of them.
Yeah.
They all bleed together. It's weird. Moon Unit Zappa is 56 today. She, of course, the sister of Dweezil and Ahmet, the daughter of Frank Zappa. She teamed up with her dad for what was to be her one and only blip on pop culture with the hit Valley Girl.
I remember that.
She didn't really, unlike her brothers, just really didn't, she didn't need it. It wasn't her thing.
Interested in that thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The wonderfully talented Janine Garofalo is 59 today. Now, this is weird. Sometimes it doesn't happen very often, but her being 59, and I like Janine Garofalo a lot, and she looks great. I would have thought she'd be older.
Yeah.
Not much, like 64, 65, but I would have thought she would be a little bit older. This actually makes me feel a little younger that she's only 59.
Well, in her heyday during the 90s, I never considered a certain age, you know. She seemed like ageless kind of thing.
She seemed like an old soul.
Yeah.
And I think with people like that, especially in the universe of acting where you don't see a lot of it, she just always came across that way as a bit older, especially with her stand-up.
Oh, by the way, good part in Copland, too.
Great part in Copland. Great reference.
Yeah.
I was going to mention the Ben Stiller show.
She was good in that, too.
She was really good there. Jeffrey Jones is... don't want to mention him. there's a couple of names like that. There's a couple.
You don't have to.
Nope. Don't need to spend any time on them. I will spend some time on these two individuals. Ed Sullivan, born on this day in 1901, passed away in 1974.
Oh, wow.
We got a really big show. Really big show. we are just listening to a blip of Kenny Rogers talking in an interview about how he knew he made it. And it was the Ed Sullivan show. That was the epitome. If you made it on there, you were it. You made it.
Remember, Ed Sullivan was, I mean, he didn't necessarily break Elvis, but that was the big one when Elvis appeared on there. Of course, in the Beatles. Is the biggest one ever, you know.
I don't know if we have anything like that anymore. Like, you were on The Tonight Show, so you made it. Like, I don't know.
No, because they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally they have comedians on late night shows, but not really. Not like they used to.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
There's no, if I was, I have this act, I want them to blow up in America. I don't know where I send them necessarily, what talk show or what music venue. I don't know. We don't have that kind of thing anymore.
Because it's
really
so fragmented where entertainment is right now. Yeah,
that's weird. And the legend, Benny King, born on this day in 1938, passed away in 2015. R&B master. Mm. Stand By Me. There Goes My Baby. Spanish Harlem. Spanish Harlem, man.
There is a rose in Spanish. You know, that was, first of all, Lieber and Stoller wrote many of those songs. One of my favorite songwriting teams ever. But without Benny King's voice, man, it's such... Oh. And of course, Stand By Me, his biggest hit ever. And it's still used in movies to this day.
Yep. It's still, although we've all heard remakes of it, many other versions of it.
People have done that for years, yeah.
There's only one version.
Yeah.
There's only one. I think that says a lot, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Want to mention a name that I don't think a lot of people would think I would, but I do want to. Max Schmeling, born in the state in 1905, passed away in 2005. Heavyweight champ who was Hitler's boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was Hitler's boy, and he was it was all about going up against Joe Louis and the Brown Bomber, and having this. He was held up as the quote Aryan perfection, and he was going to save the white race and all these other things and stuff. But it needs to be noted by historians that Max Schmeling refused adamantly to never join the Nazi party.
Mm-mm.
Did not want this. Wanted the box. Mm-hmm. Just wanted the box. And
yeah, he did not buy into any of the stuff that was put on him.
No. None of it. And it is a good example of ownership and over players and being able to control them and such. It's not the strongest argument because it's a little looser than nowadays stuff and everything, but it's still there. And it should be noted that he saved two German Jews from the Holocaust by hiding them in his hotel room. Nazis don't do that.
No.
No. While I don't, you know, give him a complete pass or anything like that.
He's still, right.
I do think that, like, similar to Ty Cobb and other people, when we talk about them, it's on us, the people that are here, to talk about these people the way they actually lived. Mm-hmm. Turns out Ty Cobb, not a jerk. Not a jerk. Actually really cared about civil rights and these things and stuff. But because of one bad writer, everybody thinks Ty Cobb
was
a jerk.
He was an awful person, right.
We need to tell the real stories of these things. Otherwise, what is the point of any of this? If facts in true history doesn't matter, what are we doing?
And the two fights between Joe Louis and Max Schmeling is a great story, just in general. Yeah. It's fascinating. If you ever get a chance to look it up, do so.
We, one more time, want to wish a very happy birthday to Tony Crotaw.
Happy birthday, Tony.
And to our qualifier, Shirley Plowman Wagner.
Happy birthday, Shirley.
Enjoy your day, you too. And everybody out there celebrating a birthday or anniversary. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. Have a great one. It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. Celebrate right into the weekend.
Take tomorrow off. I shouldn't say that.
And be sure to get us your birthdays and anniversaries for tomorrow and for the weekend. We want to make sure to have a ton of these. We're looking forward to celebrating with you. Got Melissa's news coming up. Otherwise, head on over. Enjoy yourself at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041. State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A Wausau conservative radio commentator found himself in the Marathon County Jail earlier this week. Here's Brittany Merlot with the details. 53-year-old Christopher Del Conte, better known to listeners as Chris Conley, was arrested on Monday on charges of domestic battery. Officers were sent to his residence after a humane officer who was at the house earlier for an animal complaint was made aware of possible domestic abuse. When officers made a follow-up visit, the woman told police that she was struck with an open palm on her back because she didn't want to perform sexual favors. She also stated that there have been multiple prior domestic violence incidents over the past year, but police have never been called. Del Conte is currently released on a $500 bond, ordered no contact with the victim, and was escorted by police to retrieve personal property. A pretrial conference will be held on October 12th, and a final pretrial is scheduled for November 27th. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Nakusa Police Department concluded their investigation into the bomb threat that caused the evacuation of an elementary school on September 26th. Students and staff were evacuated Tuesday morning after a student was overheard on the school bus talking about bringing a bomb to school. Officers identified and detained the individual before they entered Humke Elementary School, and due to the timing, evacuated staff and students from the building. The investigation found the individual did not have a bomb on the school bus, nor was one possibly present at any time in the district. Police Chief Sean Woods stated in his press release, "All threats of violence and false reports will be taken seriously, investigated fully, and treated appropriately." The Fall Community Bike Ride is happening on Wednesday, October 11th. The Wood County Sheriff and the Grand Rapids Police Chief will meet you at Lake Wazicha at the Red Sands Beach. The ride starts at 5:30 p.m. You can bring your own bike or use a River Rider's bike for free. Don't forget your helmet. Riders will receive a Bike Share t-shirt while supplies last. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
My wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with highs around 68. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 73. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Yeah, I got a little touch of gray, a little touch of white. My hair doesn't even go gray, it just goes straight to white. Grateful Dead playing Seth and I, and we hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Yeah.
It is a Thursday, and before we get to our main topic for the segment, I did want to remind everybody that join us on Thursdays at 7 o'clock on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. It's a great show on there. Seth, have you heard of this Trail Tunes? It's an awesome show.
You know, I've just the snippets of the show.
Okay.
Of course.
You should check it out. It's really good.
No, you should check it out because it's my show.
Yes.
My cowboy song show. Mm-hmm. And this week we're playing a little tribute to Wilford Brimley because it was his the anniversary of his birth this week. So I thought, oh, that'd be fun because he recorded a couple of cowboy tunes in his day, which was cool. And it kind of led me to talk about groups.
Yeah.
Country. You know, there weren't a lot of cowboy groups out there.
Yeah.
There were a few, but most of them, it's just one guy or one gal, mm-hmm. you know, doing it. So mm-hmm. I'd like, yeah, let's focus on the groups this week. So
it's gonna be
a little bit different
show.
Yeah.
Be listening for that and join us every Thursday at 7 o'clock on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI for Trail Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, high school football and plenty more. Sunrise Show, 7 to 8, Monday through Friday.
Yep. Lots going on.
When you've got a to-do list going, do you ever add things you already did just to cross them off the list? Turns out a lot of us do that.
Okay.
424-2600, 715-424-2600. Tell us if you've done this or not. Give us an example maybe even.
Yeah.
And you get a shirt.
Yeah.
You get a shirt just
shirt.
For calling up and playing along.
Yeah.
Someone polled 10,000 Americans. Pretty good number.
That's not bad.
And 43% of them said that they have done it before. 47% claimed that they haven't, and around 10% aren't sure or can't remember.
Well, the can't remember, I can go for that. That's fine.
The survey didn't look into why we do it, but it seems like one of two things. Maybe you're just procrastinating and want to feel like you accomplished more than you did, or you did accomplish something but started the list too late or failed to add it. And why deprive yourself of credit you so obviously deserve? Whatever the reason, it might be generational thing. More than half of people 45 and younger said that they've added something to a list to cross it off. Only 26% of people 65 and older have done it before.
Hmm. Interesting.
I will say this, because I think that this whole percentage, just 43% of mm-hmm. people that have done this, I always look at those things as, well, you probably can go higher.
You know, the margin of error there. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Let's even say 49-50%. Let's say half of people. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm rounding up, granted, but half of people have done this. More power to you.
Yeah.
We don't do this enough in life. Mm-hmm. Take the win. Not all wins are the Super Bowl.
No.
Sometimes the win is just getting green lights the whole way to work. Like, take the win. We don't do it enough in life. We are so quick. We could have the perfect day, have two things go wrong, and what are we thinking about when we're laying in bed at night?
Right.
Those two things.
The two things.
Take the win.
Yeah.
It's okay. Oh, who else is seeing this list?
Doesn't matter.
Who cares?
I'm pretty sure I've done this before, but it's mostly, if I remember correctly, it was, you know, having started the project before I did the list together. So I was like, oh, I want to do that. Okay, that's done. And then list the other things I've done. So I'm pretty sure I'm in that 50% or whatever that you want to call.
I'm a big list guy, and I'm a big task manager guy. Mm-hmm. So this is right up my alley. And I'm sure at some point in my life I have done this, mainly because my brain is so, like, technical. And mm-hmm. I know I did this, but even though I know it, the list needs to know it. So I have to put it on the list.
Make sure the list is...
make sure the list is up, knows what's going on. but more so to the point, I don't think it matters why you do this or anything. And if you don't do it, I encourage you to take the wins.
Yeah.
We don't do it enough.
And make your wins. You can do that too. You're allowed to do that. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's one of those things, you know, in the morning, look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, you look great today. You know, one of those mm-hmm. things where thinking positive can help you feel positive. Even at the time, you're not feeling that way.
I am living proof of this. You think I'm moody now. Meet me 10 years ago. It was a lot worse. And when it comes to that, too, I don't think you're scraping the barrel. I don't think you're reaching on this. A win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
A win is a win. Take it.
Big, small, doesn't matter.
Yeah, you deserve it. And the more you do those things, the more that you find things, I think, opening up for you in life. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that the more that you open yourself up to good things and to positivity, you get what you put into this universe. And you just do.
It's so much about perception.
Yeah.
It really is how you decide to take things. And that's a decision. Yes. That's how you decide to take certain things. How are you going to do that with this, you know, that one bad thing that happened? Are you going to let it ruin your day? It doesn't have to. You don't have to let it do that.
I know our brains can work against us sometimes, like, and it seems a little confusing, but you don't forget who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're in charge of your brain.
Use that cognitive ability that you have.
Yes. You get to decide, hey, I don't want to be grumpy. I'm going to fight against this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be grumpy. I'm going to try not to be. We're going to take a break and come back with the average person and how many pictures they have on their phone.
That'll be interesting.
And we're talking about a tortoise. coming up too. We got to talk about this tortoise, man.
Very slowly.
And when we talk about him, you'll see why. Coming up, I feel like I'm doing a Stephen Wright impression.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up, candle factory burned down. We all stood outside singing "Happy Birthday." We'll be back with more on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering 2 simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards 0 deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Overcast skies today with highs around 68. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 73. Dry with temperatures well above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Ooh, Anita Baker, everybody. Could listen to this woman all day.
Ain't there something I can give? In exchange for everything you give to me. Read my mind, you make me feel just fine.
You know you can sing when you don't even have to sing notes. You can start off a song.
Yeah, exactly. Or words. No words.
No
you don't
words.
Need words.
Just sing. I'm just singing.
Yeah.
And it's great and you love it.
Nina
Baker.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get to that photos conversation in a second, but I really wanted to touch on this. If you're getting your dietary advice from TikTok, so are a lot of people, and okay. You might want to stop that. The Washington Post did a big article this month on why that advice can't always be trusted. And just a reminder that there are some newspapers out there still doing reporting.
Wow, there are?
Yeah, a few. There's a very few, but there's a couple. It's not because all influencers are foolish. Some aren't. Some of them actually are doctors, or some of them do know what they're talking about. But a lot are being paid to say certain things, mm-hmm. and they're not always making it clear that it's a paid content.
Mm-hmm.
The FTC has regulations for the stuff now. If you're being paid to back a certain stance, you're supposed to disclose it.
Yeah.
But not everyone does. Shocking.
Really?
Or they'll be shady and hide it in a, quote, paid partnership hashtag or something like that. Like hashtag, you know, fish oil or whatever, or something like that. Three reporters looked at TikTok videos from 68 different dietitians. 33 of them, with a combined 11 million followers, had recently posted sponsored content, and only around half were always upfront about it.
Mm.
For example, the World Health Organization said this summer that aspartame, which is a lot of is in a lot of diet sodas,
yeah.
might not be totally safe. The Washington Post singled out three different dietitians who challenged the idea on TikTok, but didn't make it clear that they were paid by a lobbyist group that works with Coca-Cola and Pepsi. So these are this is the prime example right there, one
right.
of the prime examples of this. And it's not to say that there aren't people out there giving good advice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything else in life. I hear this information. That seems beneficial to me. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. The next thought should not be, well, I'm going to take the ball and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go ahead and do this.
Yep.
The next step should be, okay, let's research this. Let's talk to my doctor about this. Mm-hmm. Let's do some homework. Quit being lazy. Quit being lazy with everything in life. There are very few shortcuts in life.
Yeah.
Most things worth having take some work, including your own personal health and mental well-being mm-hmm. and all that. Quit looking for these quick fixes. It don't work.
No. And you know what? This is kind of a pet peeve of mine. I don't know if it's a pet peeve, but anyway, media literacy is something that we desperately need in this country, and we need it with starting with kids. We need to start teaching this stuff in schools. How to figure out what if they're saying it's true? What are red flags
mm-hmm.
about all the stuff we see on social media? Because they pop up constantly. How do you navigate this situation that we are in right now with media, social media, all kinds of media?
Yeah.
You need to understand what makes it good or not. You know, like what are the sources? Where are their funding coming from? We need to know all these things to figure it out.
It's interesting. I was going to push back at first because I'm really tired of people pointing the finger and blaming and not doing a little homework. I mm-hmm. read a headline and it lied to me. Did you read the article?
Yeah.
Did you read multiple articles?
Right.
Like, do some dang work.
Right.
Quit being so dang lazy and expecting all of this to just fall into your lap. It's so dang frustrating to me. As somebody who's had to work for every single dang thing I've had in this life, mm-hmm. I'm tired of these people that just sit back and expect things to fall into their lap. But then you bring up kids, and that's a very different topic. And I did not even think about that. I think mm-hmm. that's a really important thing to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you're right. I think that there's going to have to be some classes for this. There's mm-hmm. this is going to be one of those things. They're going to remove how to fill out a checkbook, and they're going to include these kind of. I hope they don't do that.
Right.
But you know what I mean.
I know
some
what you're
things
saying,
as
yeah.
they are kind of like they time kind of gets rid of them. Other things that are important need to be brought up. And
right.
how to tell real from fact information is vital going forward.
With the media landscape as it is right now, it is vital. We need to know what is right or not right, but what is real and what's not. That's the thing that we're fighting against right now.
In those classes, I hope they're also going to teach kids, though, do your own homework.
I think that's one of the big parts of it, is that you're going to have to dig, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Don't just take what's given to you. Yep. I think that most might be thinking, especially saying this with this station, that I'm talking about a certain party. No.
Nope.
I'm talking about everybody.
Yep.
Hold everybody accountable.
Exactly.
Everybody needs to. And honestly, if you don't like that, then I question your party. I question your politics. What are you hiding? You know, you should want this. You mm-hmm. should be completely transparent.
Yes.
If you're not, I want to know more. I got a lot more questions.
Exactly.
I want to know a lot more about you.
You just can't take it for granted. And to be fair, we never should have taken it for granted.
No.
We really never should have done that. And I think now we're a little, a little behind the time for it. But we got to start somewhere. And now's as good as any.
Yeah. Seth, I know that you are not a social media guy.
Nope.
That, you use your phone sparingly. I know this because I text you and don't hear back sometimes. And I know this because...
Hey, I texted you yesterday and never heard back.
You did.
But
you did. And most of that, I'm actually saying this more so for Beth. Beth is, and I have talked about this. Granted, with all of that, you are also a dad. You've got two beautiful, wonderful children.
Mm-hmm.
How many photos do you think off the top of your head you would think you have on your phone?
Well, let me put it this way. A lot less than my wife. A lot less than my wife. She tends to take charge with the photos and stuff, which really irritates her because she's like, I'm not in any of these photos because I'm always taking them.
Yeah, that's a shame. I feel for moms on that one.
Yeah, it's true.
I got a lifetime of photos that we have up that so many of them, I look at the photo and I think of my mother behind the camera.
Yes, it's true.
Well, looking at this, how many times a day do you take out your phone to snap a picture? A new poll found the average is 6 times a day.
6 times a day?
I could see that. I could see that. Yeah. It also found the average American currently has 2,795 photos saved on their phone.
That's a lot of pictures.
Over 2,000 photos.
2,000 on each phone. Wow.
The most common pics we have are shots of friends and family, mm-hmm. selfies, and, of course, pictures of pets.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the most common reasons people said that they take photos.
Okay.
Because we want to look back at a moment later. It's to take a photo of something unusual or something we've never seen before.
Of course.
To show something to someone else. To post it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's a, quote, cuteness factor. So that's the one mostly about kids and pets, of course.
Exactly.
But I think that maybe it's in here. It's just reading between the lines a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It is our modern day photo album.
Yeah, it is.
It's
100%.
It's almost in some ways it's worse. In some ways it's better. This is a photo album we can carry around with us. That it's not like the ones our mothers or fathers had,
right?
Where the photos are falling
or the pictures
out
in the wallet or something like that.
Yes,
we used to do. Yeah,
it's a lot nicer than that. But at the same time, I don't think that it has the same feeling as a photograph has.
Mm-hmm.
A photograph is so. Mm. There's something about, and again, one of those things that I don't know if younger people would ever be able to understand, and that's not a big deal, but the importance of this photo. This is the only copy I have of this. I have to cherish this. I have mm-hmm. to take care of this. I'm going to put it, I like this photo so much, I'm putting it in a frame. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put it behind that sticky film.
in the photo album that it gets stuck to. And it's never straight. It's mm-hmm. always like a little bit off.
And
it's
drives you nuts. Because then you got to pull the thing up again and re-straighten it. I think that it's kind of cool in some ways that so many people have these photos because that means that so many people want to remember so many memories mm-hmm. and all that. I think that a lot of that is good.
Yep.
But there is a little part of me that is nostalgic about photo albums and
sure.
likes that. I keep a lot of photos. I don't really have a lot of photos of myself on my phone,
mm-hmm.
but I have tons of photos of my kids, of my friends or my animals.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what is on my phone, too, that isn't work related is basically say I'm getting ready for the show here
mm-hmm.
and I'm just not in the greatest spirits. I look at these photos on my phone, gets me in a better mood.
Gets me
mm-hmm. my spirits up a little
sure.
bit. Those kind of things. I don't know if that's on this list. I don't know if people do that also, but I got to think that there's some other some mm-hmm. of that too.
It occurs to me that it used to be so hard to do pictures. Or maybe not hard, but a lot more time consuming.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you didn't have the option, you know, of taking like 500, you know, pictures in like one second, you know, where you can just, you know, a camera could only, the shutter speed was a lot slower. You could only do it, you know, a certain one. Composing a picture was such a big thing where you had to set everything exactly the way you wanted it and everything like that. My dad was not so much anymore, but was an amateur photographer. It was a hobby of his.
Cool.
He collected old cameras and he also did photography for some people's weddings and stuff like that. But when he would put together photo albums of our vacations and stuff, he would actually print out little captions that we would slide in on the picture, and he would make little comments about them on there in the photo albums that we did. He didn't do it on everyone because that's very time consuming.
Yeah, I can
but
see that.
Coming to think, I mean, that's the way it was. You had to send the film in to be developed. Mm. You didn't have it immediately. I mean, when you had Polaroids,
yeah.
I mean, those were pretty crazy. My parents have so many slides of pictures that we would sit. Yes, we would sit and look every now and then. We would sit on the stairs because it was a cathedral ceiling house. My dad would be at the top with against the wall. We would be looking at all the old pictures they had taken from their wedding, their honeymoon, and all these kind of things. And which sounds boring, not with my dad commentating on it. It was hilarious.
I imagine.
It was so much fun. We enjoyed it. We had popcorn and everything, man.
Take those photos. Take those photos, everybody. So residents of a Pennsylvania town are being asked to keep a lookout for a tortoise.
Oh, no.
Who escaped his home at a veterinary clinic for a third time. A tortoise ran away three separate times.
Wow.
The Mahoning Valley Animal Hospital in Layton said in a Facebook post that Tank, a tortoise belonging to veterinarian Mike Nelson, escaped from his outdoor pen outside the clinic. She said Tank apparently escaped Thursday night or early Friday morning. She said Tank is known for his escapes. Quote, I call him Houdini. This is probably the third time he's gotten loose. We found him the past two times, obviously relatively close. Because he's a tortoise. How fast is this tortoise moving?
Plus, his name is Tank.
His name is Tank.
That means he's not that quick, okay? Tanks are not known for their speed.
I appreciate all of our vets. Shout out to all the veterinarians out there.
Yes.
Big thank you to them. I don't blame Tank for this.
No.
It's
not Tank's fault.
If you're, again, tortoise is running away, I really do question your cage or whatever you have him in. I don't think that it's a very good cage. I don't think it's a very...
Tank is just looking for a hare to race against.
Yes.
That's all he's looking to. He's got to fulfill his destiny, you know?
If he could just find a good rabbit,
I mean,
he'd be all right.
Yeah.
Do you think Tank would be okay with... this is the thing with this. Some of the comments and everything are about Tank, about the tortoise. Mm-hmm. You can't blame the tortoise for running away. The tortoise, of course, is going to do this. If it can get away, it's going to try to.
And come on, three times? You guys should be paying more attention to this guy.
This is not on Tank.
No, this is not. He's again, a tortoise. How many times can we say it? Oh, my gosh.
I love the idea of trying to tell somebody about this and like, wait, you mean your tortoise ran away? Like, how slow are you? What happened that a tortoise outran you?
Man, you got to, I don't know about that hospital, man.
I thought it was tough to be the hare. Yeah. The hare at the end of the, nobody talks about that. What it was like to be the hare going up to all your hare buddies afterwards.
And losing to a tortoise, that had to have been rough, man.
Yeah. That's a tough one to get over.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get over that one. That can't be easy. And you, I don't know. Do you want to race after that? Do you even want to race?
I think you feel like really bummed out by it, man. You know,
I would think so. I would think so,
man.
Do you think he would race a chicken? Tank here, the tortoise.
I think he'd be up for that. I think, but chickens aren't like sly like hares are.
Mm.
They're just gonna run.
Yeah,
and so he's not gonna beat a chicken, especially not our chicken.
We have been through the desert on a chicken with no name. And we are done. We need a name. We need a name, everybody. This is so bad. So bad.
So bad.
We need a name for our chicken. Wiscountry.com/chicken. Get on over there. You can enter up the three names to name our logo, our WIRI logo. Mm-hmm. We're taking all names and having some fun with this. Get on over there between from now to Saturday you have to get over there.
That's right. Ooh, just a couple days left.
And then in mid-October, we're going to go ahead and put all these names out there. You're going to be able to vote on them.
Yeah.
We'll tell you more about that as we get closer to it. And we have got some nice prizes here. Third place is second place. One night stay at Chula Vista. Water park passes included. Zip lining, you know, food vouchers.
All that good stuff, yeah.
Some swag for both as
yep.
well. And then when we look at first place, it's a two night stay. More vouchers, more swag, and bragging rights.
You get to be the one. You get to be the one. There can only be one.
There can only be one. And you will be that. You get to name our WIRI chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a lot of fun with this. A big thank you to everybody who has already submitted so many names. We've had a lot of people reaching out as well and asking, well, can I only submit one? Or can I only submit...
I only have one. That's okay. You can just submit one. That's fine. You don't have to do three.
More than okay.
Yeah.
Just get in on this and have some fun with it, everybody. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken and get in on the naming. We're looking forward to having some fun with this. I don't know what is going on with my computer.
It's kind of like freaking out there, man.
It is weird. Yeah. It is. I've never seen a computer do what it's doing
out.
Right now. I don't know what is happening with that. But I'll figure it out during the break. We'll also figure out what our next pet of the week is when we come back.
That's right.
9 o'clock hour kicks off with our great friends from the Southland County Maine Society. Madison Rafter going to join us. We'll have our newest pet of the week for you coming up. We're also going to talk a little bit of other things. We've got some That Ain't Right stories. Local good stories of the day we'll get to as well. And we'll preview Midday Magazine for you. That's coming up. We'll let you know what that's looking like. All coming up right here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.